You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, and Wall Street, Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Drafts every hour, seemingly, at this point. News changing every minute, and we're keeping you up to date as only we can here on the Rodo Experts. Corey, what's going on? That's two, ladies and gentlemen.
Por favor.
What's going on? Let's hop right into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm reading this statement right here, right? This is Ezekiel Elliott. In the filing, the NFLPA alleges there was a league-wide orchestrated conspiracy by senior NFL executives to hide critical information which would completely exonerate Elliott. Senior NFL executives trying to orchestrate a conspiracy to suspend Ezekiel Elliott. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, Scott.
It is crazy. It almost sounds believable. Like they wanted to make an example of a high profile player here, and you know, thanks a lot for screwing with our fantasy drafts while you're at it. You know, I feel like Jerry Jones is saying, "This ain't right, damn it."
Hey, hey, Matt Modica,
I'm gonna be a war daddy.
Roger Goodell can mess with the shield if he want to, but do not mess with the star. We should see Eddie Gillis should be here, right? Respect the star. You can fool with the shield, Roger Goodell. Do not fool with the star.
This whole situation is just unfortunate. Everybody's going to look bad in this, and you know, the topic is very important, and they're just bumbling everything.
Yeah, it's bumbling, and Corey and Scott just made the right points, right?
According to the filing, Kia Wright Roberts, the NFL's director of investigations, testified Tuesday that she was the only NFL employee who interviewed the running back's accuser, Tiffany Thompson, during the investigation, and that she would not have recommended discipline for Elliott. The only person that talked to the woman recommended that the NFL did not suspend the man.
Corey, break it down, make it broken like you did in this first hour while you brought it here early on the radio, and say the most insightful thing you will hear from anybody fantasy-wise about Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, a week ago, we were scared to draft Ezekiel Elliott. Now today, we're scared not to draft him. Uh-oh. A standing ovation from
slow
the king.
Clap.
It's the truth, though.
Look at the mics down here.
Standing ovation.
It's the truth, though. You don't know what to do. Oh, man, they messed this thing up so bad, Greg. I feel so bad for them.
I like how you now feel bad for the NFL. That's where we've gotten to.
Yeah, I know, right?
We've gotten to the point you now feel bad for the NFL. It's unbelievable. I feel bad, as Scott mentioned, for fantasy owners, because you're just in this tough spot here whenever you are drafting, making the final preparations, of course, for Thursday night football. And, of course, Sunday night when the Cowboys play, we hope to have Ezekiel Elliott's information soon. But
how do you feel as a Giant fan about you know, maybe not having Zeke on the other side?
I think
he
should be out for week one.
Because wouldn't you say I want to beat the best Cowboys team that they have out there?
Absolutely,
you
want
to get that win. That's going to be a tight race down the stretch.
I don't care who's on the field. Who gives a crap? Win's a win, baby. Win's a win. Take a break. We come back. More on Ezekiel Elliott. Andrew Luck. A hell of a lot more. Let's bring back for some more Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Thank you.
All right, we're back here on the Roto-Rex Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And I'm going to ask a question. If you're taking Ezekiel Elliott in your fantasy draft, or you are, if you want Ezekiel Elliott, I should say, where do you take him? Do you basically, is the answer to that question, Scott, literally any pick after 1-2? Like, if you want Ezekiel Elliott, do you just take him at, if you don't have the first two picks, you just take him? Maybe the first three picks, if you kill Antonio Brown. Is that the answer to that question?
Not really, because you still don't know fully how this thing is going to play out. Now we're more optimistic that he'll play in the first week, but still, look, he could end up accepting some sort of reduced suspension, but you just don't know what's going to happen. It's made us more optimistic where earlier this week I could move towards the end of the first round. Now I'm feeling even more optimistic about things, but when I have guys like Evans, Julio, AJ Green, Odell Beckham on the board where I feel like they're surefire franchise fantasy player kind of things, I'm not quite willing to take the slight uncertainty of what I feel is now. And it is uncertain. We never know. We wake up every morning and we get something different, it seems. I feel like I take him number 8 overall. Like, I'm confident in taking him over Devonta Freeman, Melvin Gordon. But over those other top wide receivers, I'm not quite there just yet. Although he has been progressively moving up. And it's been an interesting, really sort of roller coaster, because I drafted him in Scott's Fishbowl back in June with the 3rd overall pick. And, you know, for those who drafted early, you rode an incredible roller coaster where, like, you're almost back to now feeling like, okay, it was okay. But, like, if you drafted earlier this week or last weekend, you may have gotten him in the 2nd round, and now you're feeling more optimistic.
And if you're playing in the overall, that's so unfair. You feel what I'm saying? How his value was up and down the void, because some people are able to get tremendous starts with him. Like, say he doesn't miss a game, you know what I'm saying? And you got him on a 2-3 turn, and you're going to have teams in some leagues that's going to be having Le'Veon Bell and Ezekiel Elliott possibly playing 16 games. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's one of the benefits to drafting early. There is risk in there as well. If you drafted, like, say you drafted early and the original 6-game suspension, you seemed like you were kind of like in a major hole. But now it could be swinging the opposite way. So there's pros and cons to doing it. I prefer to draft early, often, you know. So
you draft early, middle, and late.
After the season starts.
Yeah. You start drafting after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like the day after.
What was your last draft? Is it after the season starts?
No, this weekend. Tonight I have 2. Tomorrow I have 2. And then, what was I going to say? Next week, the last one at 9 p.m. will be my final one.
I think I have a draft after the season starts too.
You do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have one after the season starts myself.
I will not.
You're done, Greg. You're wrapped up.
I'm done.
I feel you, bro. I wish I was.
It's so weird. It was prepping for the show today, and I was like, wow.
You can set lineups.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we come in here on Labor Day, it's going to be a regular NFL week. It's going to be practice reports that we were talking about. We're going to be talking setting lineups. We're going to be talking waiver wires. So we have gone through the journey. We have made it through the journey together. Give yourselves a round of applause, gentlemen.
Dynamite audience.
I'm going to cheer for ourselves. It's fantastic. Yes. Yeah.
It's been a long
time. We're fantasy players. It's all about us. You know.
Goddamn right. Andrew Luck. Uh-oh. Is going to be
the other story of the past 2 months.
Yes. Literally,
and
really
will continue to be a story for the next few weeks.
It hasn't changed. The two big stories are still the two big stories. And Andrew Luck, Chris Ballard said, the general manager, said, what was the exact line? All indications are they're going to activate him off the PUP list tomorrow this weekend at some point.
Saturday before 4 p.m. Saturday's 4 p.m. is the deadline.
Yes, it is indeed. So Andrew Luck. I guess I have to move on. So Andrew Luck, God knows when he'll be back. It shouldn't be 6 games. It probably will be shorter than that. Maybe.
Yeah, so if you're on the clock this weekend, he's going at a real value right now. So you can't just draft Andrew Luck. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. You have to have 2 quarterbacks on your team. And this way, when Andrew Luck gets back, the team is probably going to be 0-3. So they're going to be some helter-skelter ball games. He's going to have negative game script. So he's going to be throwing the football a lot on this repaired labrum.
Hey, so we had a tweet. I want to respond to it. Tyler Robertson says, guys, listen every morning. Love you guys. I need more Melvin Gordon talk.
All right, so what do you want to know about Melvin Gordon? Melvin Gordon is my third-ranked running back, right? Going off the board.
So I'm glad you said that. He's your third-ranked running back.
I mean, well, he's my fourth-ranked running back because Ezekiel Elliott's my third-ranked running back.
Because I have in front of me right now what we said in July, and I want to know what you say now.
Okay.
So, Corey Parson. Oh, I changed it. Crap. Originally in here, I wrote, Melvin Gordon's my third-ranked running back.
Yeah.
But I don't have that anymore. I changed it to something different. Anyway, Melvin Gordon was your third-ranked running back. Now he's your fourth-ranked running back. You are higher than him than LeSean McCoy, higher on him than DeMarco Murray, higher on him than Devontae Freeman. How come?
This system is perfect. It's Anthony Lynn's run-based system. They move it out there to San Diego now. We know what he's going to have. He's probably more than likely Melvin Gordon is probably going to have the most attempts in the NFL this year. He'll probably have a very much improved yards per carry. Not to mention the fact what we've seen with Lynn in the past, especially in Buffalo, that Carlos Williams, Jonathan Williams, Mike Gillisley guy that come in vultures touchdowns. That guy's not in San Diego. It's not going to be Kenan Farrell or Bo Oliver. So if he gives you 16 games, I think very well could lead the NFL in rushing Melvin Gordon, rushing yards. He's not going to do what the other guys do as far as, you know, he's not going to do what David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell do as far as pass catching.
You go to rotoexperts.com. I have a new article up there about our new player cards.
Ding.
And you go to the top right on any Roto Experts page and you type in a player name. Now, if you compare Devonta Freeman to Melvin Gordon, I have Freeman ahead of Gordon. I have Gordon as my fifth-ranked running back because Gordon dominates a snap. You can see actual snap counts and usage rates on our new Roto Experts player pages. And Gordon dominates, like Corey talks about. There's a lot of volume, but Freeman does more with less. I believe that we have yet to see that what Gordon can do yardage-wise. The volume is there. It's yet to be evident that what he can do a lot with those carries. You saw the yards per carry. They've slightly improved the offensive line, too. Volume will lead to production and lead to touchdowns. But, you know, I still wanted Devonta Freeman because he's more versatile and he does so much more with less. The guy scored 11 touchdowns in each of the last 2 years just rushing alone. So I like Gordon, not as much as other people. To me, you also read my first-round guide in the exclusive Edge package. Enter Sussmania, check out for a special discount.
Appreciate that.
Right? I have him as the guy overall 12th off the board. I like Melvin Gordon, but I think I'm just a tad lighter on him just than everybody else. I think he needs to prove what he can do yardage-wise.
I'm going to piggyback off of Corey with the Anthony Lynn situation. As a Bills fan, I've seen what he can do to the running game. I think the offensive line is improved. And you have a good quarterback there. You have Phillip Rivers. You have a good offense. They are going. I know the one knock they say, besides the yards per carry, was, well, he scored so many times inside the three. Well, I think the Chargers are going to have a lot of opportunities again to score touchdowns. So if you believe touchdowns are king, I think the opportunity is going to be there for him to cash in on those touchdowns. The volume will be there as far as carries. And I do agree. The yards per carry for Melvin Gordon should increase this
career season. High.
And there you go.
It's only his third season, but
it will be the first time he finishes over 4 yards.
Yeah, exactly. He'll definitely. I think he can get to 4.5, 4.6 yards a pop.
All right.
If he goes shady, nucleus, like Shady did last year at 5 yards a pop, you're going to win your league if you're a Melvin Gordon order.
Oh, that's totally true. That's completely true. The interesting thing for me with Melvin Gordon, and I said this before, the yards per carry was the one thing that scared me. Like, the touchdown should be there. Ken Whisenhunt is still the offensive coordinator with the Chargers. Anthony Lynn brings his style of running game. Although, I believe they've said they don't want to give him as many carries as they did
they
last
year. They say that. And wasn't it like, didn't they lose like two linemen too?
The Chargers were going down last year.
Look, they always say, like, you know, we want to. Well, look, when the game is on the line, and when you got to get the rock in the end zone, they're going to go to Melvin Gordon.
Yeah,
He's definitely a touchdown maker.
He's definitely a touchdown maker.
I'm not quite sold on the yards per carry going that high.
I'm not either. To be honest with you, it's funny because I get how bad he was his rookie year. again, how good the touchdowns were last year. I think it has to be somewhere in the middle. I don't think
he's quite as talented as LeSean McCoy.
I think the Chargers are. Yeah. I think the Chargers are a team on the rise as well.
They are. They have a very underrated defense. I like drafting them as top 10 defense.
Why was he so bad his rookie year, that Melvin Gordon?
Justin to the NFL.
That's the answer. He had a very hard time picking up the playbook.
All right, we're going to come back. Yeah. I have in front of me some predictions and statements the three of you gentlemen made in July and made now. And now I want to see how it's changed. Stick around. Roto Rackers The Morning continues right after this.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
We're back here on Roto Experts The Morning, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scott has the audacity to say what he just said to me in the break just now. Why are you playing the piano, Scott?
Because it's Bruce Hornsby.
This is Tupac.
No, and he's sampling Bruce Hornsby.
I know.
No, you didn't. You don't even know who Bruce Hornsby is.
He's a piano player.
I never got the Biggie Tupac. I mean, I think Biggie was in a totally different
show. Oh, my God. It's,
I never understood
that. I agree with you 100%.
You know what I watched, by the way? Speaking of Biggie Tupac, I watched the Defiant Ones over the weekend. The HBO.
I got to check that out.
The 4-part HBO docuseries on Dr. Dre. And
I heard it's off the hook.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. Yeah. Really good stuff. I recommend checking it out.
Jimmy Iovine.
The fourth part.
He's a one seed culture vulture.
Smart dude, Jimmy Iovine.
No, he is.
Smart dude. Corporate, back in July, you said this quote: I will never draft Duke Johnson.
Oh, Lord.
Duke Johnson sucks. Get him out of here. That was in July. Yeah. It is now September.
There's a lot of optimism on the Cleveland Browns right now. So I walk that statement back. I will put Duke Johnson on the team. I have no problem with that. Listen, like Scott always says, fantasy analysts is entitled to changing their mind. So I walked that back. Duke Johnson, I think there's optimism in Cleveland, that O-line. They're talking about lining them up wide. And then I like the fact that DeShone Kizer is going to be check, baby. So I think Duke Johnson can be more consistent in his numbers this season than he was last year.
There you go. That's Corey Parsons.
I guess
on his boy Duke Johnson.
Yeah. And we got something else like that we're going to have to get into at some point in the next couple of hours, too.
There you go. Scott Engel, back in July, you said, I'll take Eddie Lacy in the fifth.
Yeah, I'll take him. And I stand by it.
I stand by what?
Yeah, I'll take Eddie Lacy as my fifth running back
now. Oh, no, you said the fifth round, and then I lost my mind.
It's back in July.
Now you can get him in double figure rounds.
What'd you do in double figure rounds?
I took him in the 14th over the weekend.
Where'd Thomas Rawls go?
Thomas Rawls went in the 12th.
So Rawls went before.
Rawls is going before. Mm-hmm. Man, Lacy.
Lacy, another draft though I did the next day, Lacy went two rounds before
he's
Rawls.
He's on his way out to NFL, Eddie Lacy.
I don't think so.
This could be the last stop.
Yep.
This could be the last stop.
It's going to be the last stop.
He's going to be like Trent Richardson.
He's going to have a role.
He's going to look like Kirby Puckett after that. Kirby Puckett retired. Remember?
Blew up. So would you... you're seeing Rawls go before...
I've seen it. I'd rather have Rawls at this point.
Me too. You know, it's my friend... He was in the 11th spot, and he drafted Lacy and just was going to pick Rawls right on the way back, right? Like 11-14. And Rawls went in between with one of those two picks, and he started throwing stuff around the room. And I was like, why didn't you just... He goes, I wanted Rawls more. I go, why didn't you just pick Rawls first? He goes, I thought Lacey being the name would be more likely to be taken. And ultimately, it did not happen. So there you go. Matt Modica, back in July, you said Danny Woodhead is the perfect RB1 in a zero RB theory. Do you still stand by that?
No, that team is scaring me a bit. I do think he is a, at worst, top 24 back in... You know, borderline top 20 back. But, you know, Flacco hasn't been around. Woodhead is
still hurt.
Is hurt as a hamstring currently. They lost, I think, an offensive lineman. They have no tight ends. So it's looking pretty big. Like, the Ravens are becoming a very avoidable team. But at the right price, I'm still taking Danny Woodhead.
It's amazing how a July statement have all changed for everybody. Here. Let's do another one, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's go with Corey. Corey, you said back in July that you do not trust Julio Jones' foot.
I knew you was going there. All right. So here's the thing. I knew you was going there. And this is an interesting thing that I've been wrestling with this all week. Because the brown paper bag come out tonight, and I got the fourth pick. Mm-hmm. And Julio Jones is going more than likely be there at four.
Sure.
Now, I've been telling people all summer long, to stay away from Julio Jones.
Correct.
I don't trust his foot.
Correct.
Now, would I be wrong if I went out and drafted Julio Jones at four?
And then draft Chris Hogan in the seventh?
I'm not drafting. Don't do that to
Mike
me.
Mike Cardano said you're going to draft Hogan tonight.
Then he's going to have to fall to the 17th round. Would I be wrong if I went out? See, here's the thing. Would I be wrong if I went out and drafted? I know what I would like audience participation in this one. Would I be wrong to my followers, the people who trust the fantasy executive, if I get in my, probably the biggest league that I one of the biggest leagues that I'll do this year, and put Julio Jones on my team at four, would I be wrong doing that? Would I be hypocritical?
If this was me, you would kill me over it.
That is a fact.
That is a fact.
You're absolutely right, Scott.
That's why I'm bringing it to the group.
I cannot let you do that, Corey Parsons. I cannot. I'm going to have to tune to you. We're going to have to spend time after the show.
But all Corey's got to say is he saw a tweet that Julio's foot's fine.
No! So, hold on. This brings up a Scott quote from July. But no, I hate diversification.
But let me say this about the Julio thing. So I'll probably have between 12 and 15 redrafts in one share of Julio Jones.
This is the big one now.
So
this is the big one.
Listen,
what do you think, Scott?
Christmas, you got to draft Julio. You got to stick to your guns.
You got to leave Julio on the board, right?
No. Sticking to his guns is leaving Julio on the board. Is not drafting Julio. Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
But what if I'm... So if I have one share across 15 leagues, that's not sticking to my guns? If I'm that underexposed to Julio Jones...
What did you say? Read me the quote again.
I hate diversification.
No,
that's what his quote.
I don't trust Julio Jones's foot.
You flipping on me, Corey. I cannot let you do that.
But it was okay when Scott saw a tweet about a hamstring that he went from three to wherever.
How do you feel about it? All right, here's the question then. How do you feel about his foot right now?
I feel good about his foot. I feel better about his foot right now.
He didn't then, so it's okay.
Oh, he just literally.
But you already had a ton of people that have drafted already.
But you said you changed your mind. You feel better about the foot now.
I just worry about.
But what do you tell people? Like, Kareem Hunt wasn't going in the second or third round now.
That's true.
You know, Zeke Elliott had a 6-game suspension.
You know what's amazing?
Things change.
Should I do a quote from Monday where you told me you're taking Brandon Cooks with the fourth overall pick? Should we do that?
Listen, it was too much going on now. With Julio and Zeke.
Nothing's changed with Julio.
Well, Julio, he's practicing. You're seeing him. They're saying he's 100% healthy. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
So, but now you got the Zeke thing. And the more I read about this Zeke Elliott story, people in Atlanta, D.O. Ledbetter, the more I read about this Zeke story, like, they didn't even, when this woman wanted to come to the NFL and to the independent advisors and tell her, this story, this woman has no credibility. They didn't even let her talk to them. Mm-hmm. They was like, we don't even want to hear this. They had their mind made up. They was going to suspend this dude. They didn't care what was going on. He might not miss not one game.
Would you rather have Julio Jones or Ezekiel Elliott?
Wow. I think I'd take Ezekiel Elliott.
So that's possible tonight for you at the four.
That's possible.
Well, I mean, I don't think if Zeke goes three, then you got
I'm taking Antonio Brown, and I'm getting out of Dodge. Antonio Brown goes three.
You're going to take Zeke four then.
I might. I still want the confirmation.
Today,
me, Matt, and Andy, we going to the NFL offices and we going to look around.
Matt and Andy will go.
Huh?
Matt and Andy will go. You can't get out of Rockin' Riley's.
Excuse me, sir.
Okay. Let me continue.
Diversification.
We do diversification. I think we hit on that a moment ago. Matt, let's go back to you here.
Mm-hmm.
Third round reversal. That was the whole quote.
Yeah, no, it should be in every. It should be in every fantasy draft, mainstream, high stakes, whatever you do. There is the advantage of starting off with Le'Veon Bell or David Johnson. Those are the two premier assets to acquire this year in fantasy football. So now when you have the opportunity to pick first, 24th, and 25th, that's an advantage. I don't care how you want to. And say if it was Antonio Brown. Like last year, the wide receivers didn't perform up to par as a whole. I think this year it swings right back to them. So I think it's just a major advantage.
But let me ask you a question about it, though. Like, there are a lot of people who, when they get the first pick, say, oh, now I got to wait all the way till the end of the second round for my next player.
But if you have the third round reversal, you pick 1, 24, and 36. So maybe you don't want the first pick. So maybe, maybe that first pick isn't as enticing to you. Maybe you want to pick 12th, and you get 12, 13, and 25. So it levels the playing field, in my opinion.
By the way, how do we cover diversification? I never got to answer that.
We're not going
to
cover it. It's more of a joke. Like the third round reversal thing was a joke?
Oh,
that was
okay.
also a joke. Right. It was like a cover it.
I didn't know.
If you like another quote, I have another quote for you.
Okay.
I watched extensive film. Samaje Perine will be the starter in Washington by week 3. That's what you said in July.
I'm going to change it to week 4.
He doubled down. Like he always does. He doubled down when he didn't have to. Nobody asked him to double down.
I'm still on Perine. I still like Perine.
Why did you double down just now, Scott?
I still like him.
That's what you said,
I feel
John.
Passionately about the players I like. That's why I doubled down.
Week 4.
Yeah.
All right.
I still think
Corey,
he's going to start.
You said back in July, I got to say it. Don't forget about Sterling Shepard.
Yeah. And I'm still saying it. Don't forget about Sterling Shepard.
I agree with that.
I still think he needs to get enough targets to make him very fantasy relevant. Now you've got Odell dealing with this injury too, so you don't know what that situation is going to be like. Players in that range. He is going in the 13th, 14th round of the draft. He's a steal right now.
Matt, the final one here, final quote I have from July. Don't forget about Kenny Britt.
I still wouldn't forget about him. I think he still goes at a reasonable price. Somebody's got to, catch the ball there. Somebody, he did it not with really Goff. It was more Case Keenum. So I think, at least Kaiser has a strong arm. Not good at making this. Not a good decision maker yet. That part of his game still needs to evolve. But he can throw the ball down the field.
No.
I'll tell you next segment.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Well, next segment, it's Greg winning. So.
Oh, that's right. It's time for that culturally biased game we play every week.
Greg winning? what a silly name.
We're going to find out if I'm one and done, or if Matt Bodie can take back his crown, or if Scott and Corey can even bother.
Jump man.
Quarterback to receiver hookups. Running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Burns doing a good job on the 1-2s today.
All right, here we go. It's that time of the week. It's Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I saw a gif of some random woman just kissing Aaron Rodgers' head. That would be weird. It's time for Is Mike Lying with the host, Michael Florio. What's going on, Michael?
I hope this one is not rigged.
What's up, guys? I saw that gif too, Greggy.
Very good gif. Good stuff. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How was the Yankee game?
I mean, they won, so I wasn't too good.
Oh, hating. So he comes on with this culturally biased game, this Mike Lyon, and now he's hating on the New York Yankees. Okay.
All right, there you go. Just gonna move
Corey, you've never hated on the Mets before.
Oh, I hate on the Mets. I did this morning. I had a good one this morning.
You did have a good one, Corey.
As the defending champion, I get to choose my spot, and I will choose to go first.
All right.
Cue the music.
Just so you guys know, we've done enough 2016 stats. We've done like them all, so this is an all-time NFL stat.
Okay.
Oh, it's all-time. This change. Is Scott's wheelhouse.
What's Corey's all-time record against me? 5-9.
Nice, oh, nice, yeah. Nice, Scott. Nice. You ready?
Over the weekend, you got to write some new material.
Here we go.
Please. Take a nap afterwards.
All right, question number one, please.
Watching Corey on the frenzy.
Excluding Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens has the most receiving touchdowns in NFL history.
I hate that he knows this. It's either one or two people. That's the problem. Excluding Jerry Rice, it's either one or two people. I'll say it's true.
I mean, that's true.
False.
This is true.
Point for the king.
Point
wow.
For the
king. Has more.
How many? How many players?
One.
I'll say Randy Moss.
Point for Greggy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure which one it was.
That was a close call, but that was right there because... But still, T.O. should be in the Hall of Fame. T.O. should have been in the Hall of Fame on the first ballot.
Yeah.
Nobody really, besides Jerry Rice, has better stats than Terrell Owens.
Florio, do you have, like, the top five there?
Not in front of me, no.
Okay.
Question number two. We gotta go.
Don't worry about it.
Question number two.
Chris Johnson has the most yards from scrimmage in a single season in NFL history.
Good.
Ooh, yards from scrimmage.
I'm going to say true.
False.
I'm going to say false also.
Chris Johnson, yards from scrimmage. It's definitely possible. I'm going to say false, though.
Point for Matty Moe.
Nice. Matty.
True, when Chris Johnson had the 2,500-yard season.
Nice.
Nice job. I figured it would have been Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say,
exactly
too.
Exactly
yeah.
What I was thinking. Yeah.
But the last one was false, so I had a feeling this one was true.
There you go.
Patterns.
Playing the game.
Florio's predictable.
No, he had a crazy year.
Yeah.
Like, this is why all right. Everybody so has much. One. Corey Parsons got none as we head to question.
Figures.
As we head to question number three.
Deion Sanders has the most interceptions returned for touchdowns in NFL history. Mm.
That's what Scott, right?
Yes, it is.
True.
False.
This is false. Three players have more.
Pick sixes, huh?
Who's my is my goal?
It's on Scotty.
Okay.
Rod Woodson.
Damn it.
He is number one.
Oh, my goodness. I guess I can't say Rod Woodson.
Because I just said him. Yeah,
it's no,
it's
not fair,
score,
though.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson.
Went for Corey.
Wow. Yeah.
What was the exact wording of the question, Florio?
Deion Sanders has the most interceptions returned for touchdowns in NFL history.
I'll say Ed Reed.
That's interesting.
Good call.
Really good guess, but no.
Who's that? Darrell Revis. That's not right, but let's gotta throw that out there.
No.
That'd be Scott? Crazy if you got that right.
Troy Polamalu.
That's a good guess, Scott.
No. Hmm. Good guess, though.
I was between Reed and Paul Holly when I guessed
I'll go,
that.
I'm going to take it old school and go with the Jerry Curled Lester Hayes.
No.
Ugh. Ronnie Lott.
Good guess. That was my next one.
No.
I have no idea, so just right, for shits and giggles, Steve Tasker.
I'm just going to throw this out here. Darryl Green.
Oh, that's a good one, Scott.
No, Darren Sharper.
Darren Sharper.
Oh. Oh, that's not my Darren Sharper.
We're not mentioning him.
What are the
next
scores?
Next question. Let's get off this quick.
What are the scores for out here?
It is, everyone has two four-way ties.
Nice! Four-way ties.
I have two?
Yeah, you got, yeah.
No, I got, didn't I get two, like, second guesses right and no. one question?
No, obviously not. Two points. Yeah. You got this past question wrong.
You got the first question right, and then you got Rod Wood.
Yeah, you had the last two questions wrong. All right, question number four for the fantasy executive.
Let's go, Florio.
Sorry, I switched up. There's no Uber fact because you don't like him.
Wow!
According to Complex Magazine, the Marshall Mathers LP2 is the best-selling hip-hop album of all time.
Marshall Mathers 2, best-selling hip-hop album of all time.
I'm sorry. Marshall Mathers LP1, not 2.
I'm going to say that's false.
I think it's true.
I'm going to say false.
False.
It is false. It is the second best of all time. So, I don't know if you guys want to guess or not.
We're guessing.
I can't think of the name.
I got one of them.
I can't think
of the name. We'll go one round. Let's have a round for this. Give everybody a shot.
Oh, man. What's the name of the dang album? Whose turn is it? It's me?
Yeah.
The double CD, the Tupac double CD, was it? I don't. The name was the album California Love.
It is not California Love by Tupac.
Okay.
Is Tupac the artist? I guess it's not fair to answer that.
No.
All right. Oh, he's not the artist.
There you go. What's that first album by NWA?
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
No.
The Chronic, Dr. Dre.
Oh, that's a good one right there. Oh, man.
Good get. That was up there, but no.
I don't know enough album names.
I'm too old school. You might have the right answer right on the tip of your tongue, Scott.
Run DMC Raising Hell?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
I probably sing something Jay-Z.
I was a Black album.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
No, I thought Corey was onto it. It was a double album by Outkast. Speaker Box Love.
Future Sex Love Sounds.
Yeah. I like the way you move.
All right, so everybody has three. Like I have two. Question number five.
Emmitt Smith has the most touches in NFL history.
The most touches.
True.
False.
This is a good one right here. I'm gonna go false.
It is true.
All right, I'm tied with Scott and Corey at three or so. Matt's one up at four.
I was gonna say Earl
Matt,
Campbell.
This is question number six.
Darren Sproles has the most all-purpose yards in a single season in NFL history.
That's false.
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 True.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh. I thought he was going to say one person. I was going to say Marshall Falk.
Nice job out of Darren Sproles. Yeah. That's a
Falk was on return.
That's a pretty handy record to have.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Question number seven for the king.
Marvin Harrison has the most receptions in a single season in NFL history.
False.
That answer, I believe, is true.
False.
I'm going to say false as well.
Corey's going to get this one. I just realized.
Scotty's right. This is true.
So Corey's right.
Corey's
true.
Right. He has the record.
Well, yeah, Scottie was like the fourth.
But if Ben Roethlisberger didn't get hurt in 2015, Antonio Brown would have broken.
I remember we had a big argument about whether he was going to break the record.
Remember that?
I
said he was going to catch 150 passes. He's caught like 145.
He is second.
Yeah.
Nice. You're going to do that one. All right. Matt has five points. Corey has four. Scott and I have three.
No,
right? No?
Matt and Corey are tied with four each.
Oh, so we're only one down. Nice. We got, with question number eight. Is that correct, Floria? All right. We have three questions to go. 5 minutes remaining. We wrap it up in just a few moments here. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Coming up next, Fantasy Football Frenzy. What's up next here, Corey?
Coming up on the Frenzy, we got Mike Blewett to be joining us once again. He'll be back in the studio.
Yes.
Obviously, we got to get this big news and start to break these things down. Tonight's a big night in fantasy. Draft's going on this weekend. We'll start to get you ready for that. But we can't do it without the callers. So start loading them up now, 844-843-6879.
We wrap up the Roto Experts in the Morning and finish up. Is Mike Lyon coming up next? Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. All right, let's quickly get back into it. Matt Modica, Corey Parson in the lead of Is Mike Lyon. Three questions to go. Scott and I just 1 point back. We got a good game on our hands. Question number eight, please.
This question comes from the mind of Frank Sample.
Oh,
according to Box Office Mojo, White Men Can't Jump is Wesley Snipes' highest grossing movie of all time.
That's interesting. According to Box Office... it's my question. According to Box Office Mojo, White Men Can't Jump is Wesley Snipes' highest grossing movie of all time. I feel like that's false.
True.
I'm going to go false as well.
Take my stab. Here we go.
False.
Sorry, that was a bad stab to take because this is false.
It's false. All right. Damn. How many in front of it?
One.
I don't know if someone's in this movie or not, though.
Oh, I have two choices now in my head.
Don't know the name of it, but I know the type of movie.
What's the name of the dang movie?
Need an answer. You gotta go.
You got the name. I got to pass. I can't remember the name.
Blade?
Oh, you took my name.
Oh, that's not it.
You took my name.
That was third.
Ooh, okay.
I got it. I know it.
But he passed.
Oh,
he passed.
Darn it.
Matt?
Damn it. See, now I know. Nino Brown movie.
Good one.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
No.
No.
But that's not
Scott.
That Nino Brown movie with Sugar Hill, by the
there
way.
There you go.
Jungle Fever.
Nice.
No.
Was it? Damn. Was it Major League?
It was Blade 2.
Oh my god. Blade 2.
Are you kidding me?
Blade 2. I even made a Blade 2.
Well, it wasn't Demolition. Man.
Question number 9. down here. Question number 9.
Outside of Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald has the most career receptions.
Outside of Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald has most career receptions. False.
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 Take a stab!
Outside of Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald has the most career receptions. True.
Matty Mo takes the lead.
One
player is in between Jerry Rice and Larry Fitzgerald.
Terrell Owens.
No.
Oh, it's not
Tim Brown.
No.
I thought I knew it.
Art Monk.
No. You're going way before
for the tie. Steve Largent.
That was my other guess.
Nope.
I can't tell you who that is.
that
Monk,
means no.
Monk broke his record.
Chris Carter.
Oh.
No, he's up there though. I think he's fourth.
Needed that one.
It would be crazy.
I pass.
Scott?
Randy Moss?
No.
Corey?
Oh, Antonio Brown.
No.
What was the answer?
Tony Gonzalez.
Wow.
We're all thinking wide
receivers. What's the question?
Wide receivers is Tony Gonzalez.
What's the question? What's the score, rather?
Nice one.
What's
the score?
Oh, the score? Matt has 6. Corey and Scott have 5. Greg has 4.
All right. Final question. Here we go.
I'm about to say, we can do it on Frenzy if you want.
DeMarco Murray has the most touches in a single season in NFL history.
Matt?
False.
No, I can't win.
Greggy, you still can. Because this is false. He's 6th all time in that stat.
Wow, there's 5 guys ahead of him?
I'm going to go with... that's 2 people.
Here.
Arian Foster.
I want to think
that's
it.
A good one.
Incorrect.
All right, we have 30 seconds left. I want to guess on the Frenzy. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to go around.
We'll start the Frenzy.
We'll start the Frenzy with wrapping this up, and then we'll bring in Mike Pluitt. We'll bring in Jake Seeley, and we'll kick off. Here's Mike Lyon. Roto Experts is done. Coming up next, it's Fantasy Football Frenzy, hosted by Corey Parson, Matt Modica, Mike Pluitt, Andy Saxton, Jake Seeley. We've got a huge show for you today. Stick around. We appreciate it. A fantastic rest of your day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.